created live on Fireside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Athletic Definition. I am Santa's favorite podcast host, Coach Ray Z, and today we're going to be talking about holiday drinking. Merry fitness to everybody. It is the time of year where more celebrations going on, more holiday parties, family parties. Also, the gyms are more empty, less people tend to work out. We're kind of on a little, I guess, still on a hiatus from Thanksgiving. And so I wanted to address a tough issue for a lot of people, which is drinking during the holidays, taking it easy. And be sure to stick around till the very end. I'll be giving some tips on alternatives with alcohol drinks that have less calories. So let's see here. I always start off with, of course, the Christmas puns and the outfit of the day. So today I'm going to lift up a little bit for those of you watching on YouTube and Twitch and in the audience and live here on Fireside. It is Santa drinking a beer. That's right. And are you dreaming of a wine Christmas? I'm getting into the proper Christmas spirits. And it is 'tis the season to be tipsy. All right. So have you ever thought about going to maybe a holiday party, a family party, or just a friend party for Christmas? And, you know, you tell yourself that you're going to only have one drink, but you just couldn't alf yourself. All right. So the puns don't get any better. And the first thing I want to talk about is I went to a holiday party last week it was open bar. And I would say that I've been, from how I used to be, always partying, going out, I'm much more of a calm person now. Don't go out as often. And I did not follow my limits. And the next day I woke up and I felt horrible. I felt so horrible that I puked the next day. And it took me out of the whole day. I have really been more strict, more rigid on my training. And I was so mad at myself that I wasn't able to work out the next day. And it was all because of me. There was no one else to blame. It was all my fault. No one was responsible except for me. I felt horrible. And even the next day after I was hungover, it was more the disappointment that I had in myself than anything else. Maybe because I just finished reading the David Goggins Can't Hurt Me book, and I'm working on Never Finished, which, if you want to check out the book reviews as gift ideas, then you can check out yesterday's episode. We are only 14 days till Christmas, so I try to give, it's a variety show, try to give you some tips on gifts that you can get. I have one more show I want to do on tips. It might be a little too late to get some of these products to your home, just depending on which one you go to, but be sure to stick around for that one a bit later. And so I know holiday drinking could be tough for a lot of people, especially if you're trying to work out and stay in shape. I would say that if you go out and have a good time and drink, it's not going to derail you from your training, especially if you're not a professional. Even with the pros, I've heard and know of so many that were either inebriated during the game or after, they said that they were on some sort of substance. And so not necessarily that it'll ruin you, but the whole drinking in general, it's not good for your health. And one thing that you can do when you go to a party is just know your limits. I don't know if everybody knows their own limits. So the other thing you want to start pay attention to is the reason that you're binge drinking. Is it some sort of emotion, or is it that just once a year you went out and had a good time with your friends? Or is there something going on for you to maybe binge drink every weekend? These are all things that it's good to know. That way you can resolve it and just make sure that you're enjoying a drink or two instead of the drinks controlling you. And then three is knowing the difference between enjoying alcohol and overdoing it, which is basically what I'm mentioning. When you go and you have a couple of drinks, I believe in balance. I know that some workout people, some fitness fanatics are just very rigid, either drink or don't drink. I truly believe in balance. I think it's all about balancing. And I also feel that it shows maturity that you're able to have one drink or two and be able to control yourself. It shows discipline. But then there's the people that won't even touch it. And I completely understand. So some of the things that you can do is basically stay hydrated as much as possible if you know you're going to be drinking. And then this is recent. It just came out on December 1st. I read an article. If you want to read more, you can look into it. New York Times came out and said there's a holiday heart syndrome. And basically, you know, we all know that alcohol is bad for the body, but it seems like they're studying more and more that it could be bad for the heart. And alcohol is also very bad for weight loss. So if your goal is to lose weight, that's something you definitely want to be aware of, knowing about alcohol. Alcohol is empty calories, so there's no benefit from you drinking it. Two, if you're drinking it, it basically impairs your judgment. I think we all know that. But when you're impaired judgment and you're at a holiday party, then you could overindulge in food during the party, after the party. I know a lot of times definitely stop at a taco truck or something to get more food. So overindulging in food, even though you may not have considered it when you're already inebriated, then you can definitely overdo it on the food. Thirdly, your body uses alcohol as a primary source of fuel. So then if you haven't ate nothing, if you skip dinner, then you're going to be using alcohol as your primary source. So these are a couple things that you can do to just try to have a better experience overall. I'm never the type to say, don't do it, don't do it. To me, it's always about being prepared. The more prepared you are for situations that may arise, it doesn't really matter if it's in a competition or life, then you just won't go all kind of crazy and hectic and just basically not know what to do. So avoid high fat meals and snacks with drinking, because your body burns alcohol for fuel before anything else, and the rest of what you consume will be stored as fat. So try to eat low calorie options so you have less to store. Two is have a drink limit in mind before you go out. Now, this is something I've heard many times, but me personally, I've never tried it. I'm gonna definitely have to try it to have a limit. Like, say, I'm gonna go out and just have two drinks. And see how that works and see how difficult or not difficult it is. Three is drink water along with your alcoholic drinks. Drinking a glass of water between each alcoholic drink will slow down your alcoholic consumption and also helps you stay hydrated. Four is don't skip your workout. If you know you're going to a holiday party, get your workout done before you go to the celebration. So you burn some of the calories, you get into your metabolism revved up for you going out that night. And then also don't skip dinner. Don't be like, oh, I'm in a rush. I'm going to be late. And you want to do this for a few reasons. To start eating before you drink, among other things, it helps you absorb alcohol and slows down its effect. That way, you definitely don't want to get a DUI, which is another reason why you don't want to drink and drive or overindulge. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And then don't combine sugar and alcohol. Besides the empty calories, those are one of the things that make you basically have hangovers and puke. It's the combination of the sugar and the alcohol. So a lot of the drinks with the umbrellas will definitely make you feel hungover. And so we're moving on to the other thing you can do is pick a healthier drink option. And these are some popular drinks that first you can avoid because they have a lot of sugar, calories. So margaritas, especially if you go to a party and you see that they're using a pre-made mix, definitely going to be a lot of calories. Daiquiris, pina coladas, Long Island iced teas, even though it sounds like a tea, it's not. It has seven different alcohols and it has sugar. And if you use cheap alcohol, you're asking for a bad hangover. White Russians. So here are some better choices that you can do if you decide that you want to drink. You can do vodka with club soda and lime. Whiskey, no soda, on the rocks, whiskey on the rocks, gin in a glass martini or gin and tonic, tequila without the margarita mix, just with a shot, lime and salt. Light beer is always an alternative. White wine typically has less calories than red wine if you're a wine drinker. And me, I've never met a seltzer that I like. I know they're very popular, but hard seltzers are a good alternative as far as for calorie consumption. So the holidays are a great time to have a festive drink, just be claws. But it's more important to stay safe out there. Please don't drink and drive. I know some people could be like, oh, well, it costs too much money for an Uber. Trust me, it costs a lot more money to pay for a DUI, go to court. Also, maybe an alternative, getting a hotel nearby and then Ubering there. Either way, it's definitely going to save you money instead of getting a DUI. Worse, if you kill somebody, kill yourself, then you have family, friends. You don't want to make it worse for them during the holiday season, make it tough. It's tough enough for a lot of people. And overall, since that experience, I don't think I want to drink like the way I did before. I'm more of a casual drinker. I do a podcast here with my co-host Ty, which will be here tomorrow. And you can join us if you like. It's 7 p.m. We're looking for a Christmas IPA, and we believe in earning your beer because we're both runners. Completed 57 marathons. So after each marathon, there's a beer garden and you get to go celebrate your accomplishment of completing 26.2 miles. And as I mentioned, I've met all kinds of people from all the different types of gyms I've worked at and working out. And some people just won't drink at all. Fine, you know, whatever makes you happy. But I just believe in balance. So for the average person, anytime I hear something extreme, then I feel that you have a greater chance of failing. There's always going to be those outliers that can do it. But anytime I hear like a friend say, I'm just going to go on a straight diet and not eat this, or I'm just going to completely cut out soda, or I'm not going to drink, they do that for a few days and then they stop. And so that's why I personally feel that a balanced way and having self-control is the best way to do it. If you have balance, if you have self-control, all right, I'm going to have two beers or, you know, drinks, whatever you want. Have enough self-control where you can enjoy yourself, not have to worry about the hangover. And then also the stress that you cause on yourself from, say, I don't want that drink because of the calories, can be more detrimental to your body and your health than actually taking the drink. So it's all about balance. But at the same time, during the holidays, too many of us just abandon working out. Stay active, stay working out. Say on Friday, I did my 3 mile run. Yesterday, I did a 5 mile run, and then I did some weights at the end. And then today, it's raining in California. I got my 49er Christmas hat on. I'm waiting for the game to start. But the game so far, at least being televised, there are blowouts. Right now, I have the Jets game in front of me versus Buffalo. That one's 7-0. And then the other one that was on TV was New York. And that was like, it was like a blowout. So I have some time before the game start. I'm going to go out and work out. I hope you do too. And if I can make it work because of the lighting right now with the rain, I will do one more show outside and I'm going to be demonstrating to you different yoga mats you can use or mats for your workouts, which ones are better for travel. And then I'm a big jiu-jitsu guy too. So I also have some that are good for jiu-jitsu and you can use them for other things, but some of them, as I mentioned, were 14 days away till Christmas. I don't know if they'll get to you on time, but if you're looking to build your home gym or even right after Christmas, you have those New Year's resolutions. So it's still, even if it comes a few days after Christmas, it might still be something you want to get anyways. I don't think there's ever a bad time to work out, and it's always better to get a head start. So don't be like everybody else. Don't be average and wait till New Year's to do some New Year's resolution. Why don't you just get started today if you're not doing some already? If you are, applause to you. Keep it up. I'm watching. I'm always watching, just like Santa. And Santa, I hope that this is the third season of Merry Fitness. Merry Fitness to everybody listening in. I hope that I earn my gift this year. because that's all I do is spread joy to everybody and the cheer of fitness. So thank you everybody for joining me here in the audience, and I will see you next time. This has been day 6 out of 31 Merry Fitness Extravaganza with Coach Ray Z on Athletic Definition live on Fireside. I will see you later on. Thank you for joining.